Full Compensation, December 29. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. The long-suffering of God is wonderful. Long does justice wait while mercy pleads with a sinner. But righteousness and judgment are the establishment of his throne. Margin. The world has become bold in transgression of God's law. Because of his long forbearance, men have trampled upon his authority. But there is a line beyond which they cannot pass. The time is near when they will have reached the prescribed limit. Even now they have almost exceeded the bounds of the long-suffering of God, the limits of his grace, the limits of his mercy. The Lord will interpose to vindicate his own honor, to deliver his people, and to repress the swellings of unrighteousness. In this time of prevailing iniquity we may know that the last great crisis is at hand, when the defiance of God's law is almost universal. When his people are oppressed and afflicted by their fellow men, the Lord will interpose. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book, from garrets, from hovels, from dungeons, from scaffolds, from mountains and deserts, from the caves of the earth and the caverns of the sea. Christ will gather his children to himself. By human tribunals the children of God have been adjudged the vilest criminals. But the day is near when God is judge himself. Then the decisions of earth shall be reversed. The rebuke of his people shall he take away. White robes will be given to every one of them. Whatever crosses they have been called to bear, whatever losses they have sustained, whatever persecution they have suffered, even to the loss of their temporal life, the children of God are amply recompensed. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.